I'm telling you, I'm really talking to you. I'm talking to you. And we do, I want to go back and repeat some things, because this can be a daunting task for many of us. In the Bible, it says, how we can speak to ourselves. Now, I did not entitle this, Certain Yourself, because I want to show you Genesis that I don't read the same word that you read. I don't read the same Jesus that you read. So I have to strengthen myself. And if we make this a personal thing, I believe we'll see the power of God move in us. We define the word strengthen for this series, because strengthen means to invigorate, to bring energy, to bring life to us, to make us excited about them. So take so many of us in the body of Christ are life. We have, we lack energy, we lack the zeal that we've been taught from so many things of God. So we want to strengthen ourselves such that we can demonstrate life and energy, as we're saying. Because the strengthen means to fortify, or to make strong. The strengthen also means to establish, and it also means to encourage. Now, the incredible thing that we're going to do is to provide biblical directions for when we feel like giving up. Every one of us in the body of Christ at some point in time has felt like giving up. And so when we want to be with the series of concerning strengthening myself in the Lord, we can see what the Bible says, and provide biblical directions and biblical instructions. And so when those times arise that we feel like giving up, then we think that the purpose of this series is to help believers move from being discouraged with life to the point of being encouraged in the Lord. Life grows back on us, and life continues to knock us down sometimes, and we can become discouraged with life. But we don't want to become discouraged with life. We want to be encouraged in the Lord. And the goal of this series is to practice meditating on God's goodness and stop meditating. We spend too much time talking about and thinking about and wishing problems. We should be talking and thinking about how good the Lord has really been to us. But if we get more into our lesson today, concerning when I became a missionary. Now, this is not just a comment, a message for me. The thing about what we want to understand concerning this item of message today is that every one of us needs to look at the Word of God and to determine if we are born of the Spirit. So when the Bible uses the term man and human, sons of God, the Bible is inclusive of them. So we want to think in terms of how we grow, how we mature in the things of God. So when I became a man, let's see what God will say to our hearts. A man is not a man because of his physical attributes or his condition. That doesn't make us a man. A man is not a man because he has a certain age. A man is not a man because he may have completed a tour in the military. A man is not a man because he may have graduated from college. A man is not a man because he has fathered a child. That doesn't make you a man. We tend to search on a regular basis. We tend to read the Word on a regular basis. But I am growing, I am maturing, I am continuing to do the same old things that we've always done. how we do it. And not only do we do it,
Thank you.
have been. So I'm going to say to you, you don't have a choice. We don't know how long a day is. The Bible is not just a man of the years. So it's took God one day in the course of like 1,000 years. It took God 1,000 years. And look, man.
Jeremiah is not
a part of what God is planning, because God told Jeremiah the people are so bad, I don't need to pray for you anymore. He's so bad. So God said, "Don't pray for me." So Jeremiah got prayed. And he could do anything. And God said, "God looked on the nation and said, the people of the land have used oppression and the righteous as robbers, and have vexed the poor and needy." That sounds a lot like what's happening in the world today. So God had to grab on somebody else. have to say that the workmanship far exceeds the material of the kingdom.
Thank you.
disciples is the truth. And that's good to know. We have to know that. But the Paul is telling Timothy more specifically is this. That Timothy, I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about society and church. Oh, my goodness.
What I've done.
You don't understand what they have. My power is, he said, master and Lord. And he said, well, so say I am master and Lord. So how is then your Lord and master have washed your feet? You also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example. The greatest example to become a mature Christian or man of God that you can send your past away from Jesus. 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 And Jesus said, I'm giving you this as a gift. And I remember what Jesus is saying to you. Bring it back to a part of the ministry. With the personal responsibility that God has given to us. What we have to do and do a part of our life is that we must be servants of our family. We must be servants to those that God has placed around us. God has done everything that we have done in our life that we can do also. and try to determine if you're strong. If you feel bound by that, you say, you know what? But that's not where I'm supposed to be. Peter left his palm to the Spirit in verse 26 says, by faith and the heart faith. Thank you.